Hi, I'm Dr. Henry Black. I'm a clinical professor of internal medicine at the New York University Langone Medical Center and a member of the Center for the Prevention of Cardiovascular Disease at that institution. I'm also former president of the American Society of Hypertension. Sometimes we have clinical trials that answer a question, or sometimes don't, and there are other things we can learn from a clinical trial that might not necessarily be what the trial was designed to ask. One of these studies is a so-called HIVET study, which is looking at individuals over the age of 80 who are clearly shown to have reduced mortality, reduced strokes, reduced heart failure, or the strokes weren't quite statistically significant, but this study was stopped 3 years earlier than planned, so we can't indict the investigators for not showing that was significant. What they were looking at was so-called white coat hypertension in an elderly population, that is namely people over the age of 80. They did a sub-study where they measured ambulatory blood pressure monitoring on a small subgroup of the people who were in HIVET. They ended up overall with a relatively small number, only about 50 in the active group and a similar number in the treated group. And the treatment here was sustained release indapamide followed by perindopril if necessary. So they looked to see whether white coat hypertension was common in older people, as some have expected, and what the prognosis was of somebody who had white coat hypertension. Because now recommendations are mixed. To some people, we shouldn't treat it. It's just an alerting reaction. And to others, pretty convincing studies, in my opinion, that white coat hypertension is something that we should not ignore. So what they were able to find out in this small subset of the population was that about half of the individuals in HIVET study over the age of 80 now and relatively healthy 80-year-olds had what was defined as white coat hypertension by the currently available measurements. Now, the difference in active and treatment group was about the same in the overall study, which was about 15 over 6. It was 17 over 7 in the people where ambulatory blood pressure was monitoring. They were very careful. They looked at the early hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., making the point that older people generally wake up a little earlier. And then they looked at 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. time as well. What they found out was that white coat hypertension was quite common. More than about half of the individuals they looked at had what was called white coat hypertension. And they seemed to have the same benefit of treatment as those who had sustained hypertension or didn't have white coat hypertension. So this is the difference between clinical measurements in the office and ambulatory blood pressure monitoring. So here's another example where ambulatory blood pressure monitoring gives us very good information. And we should not ignore people who come and say, well, their blood pressures at home are not high, because white coat hypertensives in this elderly age group benefited just as much as people who had clinic and ambulatory monitoring elevations. Thank you very much.